B'sech the Bob Metzia, daf samach alf, daf ayin chazara, this is a chus for Klal Yisrael, who shall be Yeshua's, Rufu's, and the Ula B'karev. Daf samach omed bey starts the fifth parak, Ezehu Neshach ve'ezehu Tarbis. And the Mishnah is explaining what's Ribbis de Araisa and what's Ribbis de Rabbanon. Ribbis de Araisa is Derech Halva, and our Mishnah refers to it as Neshach. It's also called Ribbis Kitsutsa. While Ribbis de Rabbanon is Derech Mekach u'Memkar, our Mishnah refers to it as Tarbis. It's also called Avak Ribbis. Daf Samach Alf, Rav explains why the Torah had to write a lav by Ribbis, Gezel, and Eino. The Chiddush by Ribbis is even the Malva gets the lav. The Chiddush by Gezel is its Bal Karcha. And the Chiddush by Eino is Loyoda Lomechal. The victim doesn't even know he was defrauded. And the Gemara comes out, we can learn Gezel from Matzad HaShava, Ribbis, and Eino. And the lav of Gezel was stated, Lichboish Tzchar Sachir, to give an additional lav to someone who holds back wages. Omid Beis, Rava once again, why do we need Yetzias Yisrael by Ribbis, by Tzitzis, and by Mishkalos, weights? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani hu shevchanti b'mitzrayim, bein tipa shel b'char, l'tipa she'ein b'char, Ani hu she'osali para, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay back those who are over Ribbis, Mishkalos, false weights, and those who will use for Tzitzis, indigo, instead of Tcheles. Rabbi Lozer says, Ribbis kitzutza yoytze b'dayonim, and that's the halacha, which means the Malva must pay back the Loiva in Bezdin. Or Rabbi Yechon says, Ribbis Kitzutza ain't Yotze B'dayonim. Everyone agrees, Avak Ribbis is definitely not Yotze B'dayonim. On to Daf Samach Beis, what's the reason for Rabbi Lazar? The Pasuk says, V'chaya Chichimach, return it to him so he can live with you. Or Rabbi Yechon uses V'chaya Chichimach for Rabbi Kiva's Drasha, Chayecha Koidmin L'chayecha Vercha. Additionally, Rabbi Lazar will say there is no Malkus since Ribbis is a lav hanita glase and ain't like a lav. Or Rabbi Yechon will say there will be Malkus since he learns you don't have to return it, memel it's not a lav hanita glase. Back to the Mishnah. Ezehu Neshach, Hamal Vesela Behe Dinarim. You lend 4 for 5. So Sayim Chitim Besholesh. You lend 2 for 3. Usser. Classic Ribbis. Ezehu Tarbis. Back to Samach Beis Amud Beis. We have a 3-way Machloikus what the case is. According to Rabbah, Shimon the Lekeach gives Reuven the Moicher a dinar zav or 25 dinarim kesef for a kor of wheat to be delivered at a later date. And at the time of delivery, a kor is now worth 30 dinar kesef. This is all fine because at the time of the purchase, either Yeshlei, Reuven had the merchandise, or Yotza Ashar, there was a set price. So Shimon says, can I have my chitim because I want to go buy yayin? While Reuven says, I will give you yayin at the current 30 price. Once again, to be delivered at a later date. So it depends. Ein la yayin, aser. If Ruvi doesn't have the wine, it's aser. Because it's lav ki suri habal yodi dummy. No money was exchanged at this point. And it appears as ribis. But yesh la yayin, if Ruvain has the yayin, it's mutter. And Abaya asks, if it's based on the yisoid of diloy isura habal yodi, no money was exchanged at this point, why does the Mishnah say yayin ein la, afil yesh la, even if he has wine, it's still aser. Based on that, Abai is a whole different way of explaining the Mishnah. On to Daf Samach Gimel, Rava, similar to Rabba, explains the Mishnah where initially it was a sale, kept getting converted to a loan at the higher current price. Where Rava differs is he doesn't require Isura HaBol Yodai, meaning, as long as Reuven has the Yayin, the Chitim, or whatever the item is, there is no Ribbis, since neither one could back out without a Mishapara. It's considered that a Kenyan was made, turning this halva into a mecher. And Rav explains when the Mishnah says, lokach, lokach means b'halvasai, that Shimon, the lekeach, bought the wheat, not with cash, but with halva, a debt that was owed to him. Rav bases all this on Rav Oishia's brice, and we learn 3 things from the brice. Number 1, mamidin milva algabe peris, which is exactly what's happening here. The prepayment for the wheat is from a debt, not money. Number 2, yeshloi, in each stage of the conversion, the peris must be available. And finally, Yisad Yerbiyanai, who says, Mali Haim, Mali Demeim, that not only are you oisa mona be peris, that you can advance payment for purchase of peris, but you can even advance payment for money. Rav, the Bar Plukta, or Rabbi Yanai, who says, oisa mona for peris, vein oisa mona be domim, how will he explain Rabbi Oishia's Braisa? One of the terutzim is he holds like a Yehuda, sad, echad be ribis, mutter. That is, if one of the outcomes will not produce a case of ribis, then it's mutter. Amud Beis of Nachman says, a klal by ribis, kol agar not alei oser, any profit for waiting for someone's money is oser. Dav Samach Dalad, Rav said, if someone gave a gardener money for gourds, 10 gourds, 1 zuz, each gourd the size of a half a amma. And the gardener said, if you pay now and wait, I'll give you gourds the size of an amma for the same price. Rav says, yesh lo, if he has large gourds now, mutter, ein lo, osir. And this is similar to a brisa, where someone sells whatever my goat produces, whatever shearings my sheep produce, whatever honey comes out of the beehive. Because in both cases, it's karev lehefsid, kimoy leschar. Omid Beis, the next Mishnah. Hamalves chaveroi, leyider bechatzer chinam, v'leyisker minu pachais. Reuven lends money to Shimon. Shimon cannot live at Reuven's chatzer for free, or even for a discounted price. We reference Baba Kama daf chaf alv, the sugi of zenen of zele chaser. And the Gemara explains what's the chiddush over here. Daf samachay, the next Mishnah. Marbin ala sachar, ve'in marbin ala mecher. You could overcharge for rent, meaning, if you pay me now for the year, it'll be 10 slaim, but if you pay me monthly, it'll be one seller per month, which equals 12. But you can't do that for mecher. The reason it works by rent is ein schiris el besoif. So the actual payment is due at the end of each month, so this is only a discount if he pays up front. But by mecher, the payment's due now, so if he says it's 10 now, 12 later, that's usser. As opposed to tarsha der Rav Nachman. Tarsha literally means dumb, which means the Moich and Lekeach are dumb to the current price and only discussing the later price, that is, when you pay me later, it'll be 12 slaim. The Gemara discusses the Tarsha der Rav Papa, which the Gemara in Daf Samaches said is not mutter. Rav Papa would sell the Nisan, the higher beer price, in Tishrei, because Rav Papa didn't need the money and his beer always stayed fresh. The reason the Gemara comes out it's not good is because although Rav Papa didn't lose, the bar does lose because he pays a higher price in Tishrei when everyone else is paying a lower price. As opposed to the Tarsha Rav Chama, who would charge merchants a higher price, the advantage they had is they were exempt from tax, plus they were selling on behalf of a Talmud Chacham, so everyone would buy from them first. As the Gemara comes out, number Beis, the halacha is like Rav Chama, the halacha is like Rav Elazar, we said earlier, that Ribbis Getsutza, Yoytze B'dayonim, and the halacha is like Rav Yanai, Mali Heim, Mali Debeim. The next Mishnah, Machalai Sasada V'naslai Mixas Damav. Reuven sells the field to Shimon. Shimon gives a down payment. Reuven says, when you pay the balance, you get the field. Me'achshav, retroactively, it's asa, both, if Reuven or Shimon eat the payers in the interim. As opposed to Reuven saying, when you pay, you get the field. At that point, that's mutter. Next, Reuven sells a field or a house to Shimon. And he says, when I have money, you must sell it back to me. That's usser, because it becomes a loan. As opposed to Shimon offering to sell it back if Reuven comes up with the money, that's mutter. On the daf samach vav, Reuven sells the field to Shimon Shleibach Reis. He sees Shimon's upset. He says, Shimon, don't worry. If they take it away from you, I'll reimburse you. Amemer says, has bitume mili bi'almas, just words of comfort, and it's not binding. The Mishnah continues. Reuven lends Shimon $1,000 and gives him a field worth $1,200 as a mashkin. And he says, if you don't pay within 3 years, I keep the field. He keeps the field. And Rufuna says, his dafka, if the stipulation was made b'shas matan mois, b'la'acha matan mois, he only keeps connected the loan. Only $1,000 of the field, not the full $1,200. Rav Nachman says, loy kon of loy klum, he gets nothing. It's a smachta loy kanya. I, our Mishnah holds our Rav Yosi, who says a smachta kanya. Rav Nachman says, once a chum have established a smachta loy kanya, the malv must return to loyva all the payers that were eaten, which means Rav Nachman would hold mechila betois lehava mechila. And that's dafka by halva, onto daf samach zayin, as opposed to a mecher, Rav Nachman would hold Mechila betois, have a mechila. The Gemara continues discussing the mashkin and the peiris that are eaten, and differentiates between an asur the loy masalki and an asur the masalki. An asur the loy masalki is where the loyva cannot get back his field even if he paid early until the end of the terms of the deal. Rashi explains it's considered a mecher in the meantime, and the moicher, the malve, keeps it. As opposed to an asa the masalki, where the minig in that place is that at the loyve, if he pays back early, he gets his field back because it's considered a malve and the payrois are just security. Therefore, if the malve eats payrois keneged the loan, that's considered repayment. If the malve eats more than the loan, although he's not allowed to, that's considered avak ribis and the malve doesn't have to pay it back. Because we know avak ribis, as we saw in Daf Samach Aleph, both according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Ashi argues and says, just like Tfei Loi Mafkinim Minei, we don't take away the extra from the Malve, we don't take away the actual amount from the Malve either without the Loive paying the actual money that's owed, since the whole thing is Avak Ribis, which is Eini Yetzer B'dayonim. Amud Beis, there are cases where even Ba'asa the Masalki, the Malve keep the pay race. For example, Ben Achyaisa, where deduction is taken off each year that the Malve eats the pay race from the overall loan. But at Talmud Chacham, we have to be Mo Machmer, he could either eat through one kitsusa, Number two, a specific type of nachyaiso. Or number three, mashkanta desura. On to Daf Samaches and the next Mishnah, which discuss the dinim of Iska. Iska is a business arrangement between two partners, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven puts up all the money, Shimon manages the money, both Reuven and Shimon split the profit and the loss. In essence, it's a half milva and half bikudin. The problem is Shimon is borrowing half of the money, and in return, he's working for Reuven's other half of the money without getting paid. Therefore, to avoid this ribbis issue, Reuven has to pay Shimon. Omer Beis, how much? Either kischar poil batel shel oisim malacha, that is, how much would he be willing to give up real labor to do business instead? Rav Meir says, bein ruba, bein mu'ud, whatever they negotiate. Rabbi Huz says, even if Reuven allows Shimon to dip his food into tzir, that's enough. And another way to avoid ribbis without Reuven having to pay Shimon is with a structure of the business where they split the profits and Reuven takes 2/3 of the loss, or they split the losses and Shimon takes 2/3 of the gain. The Mishnah Amin Aleph continued. Ein Meshivin Tarnagrin Lamechsa, Ve'ein Shaman Agolam Siyachim Lamechsa, Elam Kain, Noisnoi, Scharamola, Muzoinoi. Once again, Shimon must get paid. On Daf Samach Tes, Rav says, if Reuven says we'll split the first 1/3 profit, everything above that you'll get, that's fine. Shmuel said, what if there isn't more than 1/3 of profit? Therefore, Shimon must get paid no matter what. And there's an Ebois Ema that Rav only permitted this if Shimon has his own animals to work with, because taking care of Reuven's animals is not that much more work. Next, Rav Nachman says, Zuzi Kiman Depligi Damu. When it comes to dividing an Iska, each partner can take out his cash without permission from the other partner. As opposed to wine, since there's good wine and bad wine, neither partner can split without consent of the other. Amud Beis, Rav Chama would rent out money and he lost all his money. The Gemara explains there's a difference between renting out money, which doesn't depreciate from use, versus renting out a spade or any tool which depreciates with use. Next, Rav allowed Reuven to pay Shimon to lend money to Levi, because that's called Schar Amira, and Loi Osra Torah El Ribis Haba Mi Loive Lemalve. The next Mishnah continues discussing Shimon's payment. Shimon Parva Chamor V'Chol Davishu Oyseva Oichel Lemechsa. Reuven can give an animal that produces and works as compensation to Shimon. And the Mishnah ends. Umafriz al sadeu v'ene choshe b'shem ribis. Reuven can charge additional rent to Shimon and it's not considered ribis. And the Gemara explains where Shimon is renting a field from Reuven for 10. He takes a loan from Reuven and Reuven hikes up to 12 because the loan is to improve the field and the rental fee now could be higher. And concerning charging for rent and charging for damages, Rav Papa rules, Hilchasa agra upagra, he could charge for rent and for damages. Daf Ein discusses the Yisoyimim's money that can be lent out in an Isk arrangement where it's Korib L'Schav V'Rochak L'Hefzid, meaning the investor takes on the responsibility of the losses. The Gemara also discusses how do we set up a guardianship for the Yisoyimim and what type of person should be investing their money. On Tamid Bey is the next Mishnah. Eime Kablin Tzayim Barzel Mi Yisrael, Abneshu Ribis, Avo Mekablin Tzayim Barzel Mina Akum. Tzayim Barzel means where Shimon, the managing partner, takes on all the responsibility. As the Gemara says, Unsa Vezula, all liability and the loss. And concerning an Akum, the Mishnah continued, V'lovim mehem umalvim oysam beribis. Ah, we have a Pasek, Marba Hoinoi, Neshach Vatarbis, L'chonin Dalam Yikbetsu, someone who gains from ribis, even from an Akum, his money will end up by the poor. And the Gemara gives two terusim. Number one, referring to a Talmud Chacham and Kedei Chayev, it's mutter since he won't learn from his ways. Or as the Pasuk says, Mikesef Talves Ami Es Ani Imach, it's better to lend money to a Yid without ribis versus an Akum with ribis.